Council. The meeting is now called to order. Ms. Reese, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay.
Present.
Councilmember Klein.
Here.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Cusick.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Mayor Crowe.
Here. Thank you very much. Before you, you have the agenda. And during the study session, Mr. Rose had made some requests. So I will ask Mr. Rose to reiterate his request, and then we will move forward with a motion to approve. Mr. Rose.
Mayor and council members, there are two recommendations that I am making related to the agenda. The first is to keep open public hearings items I-1 and I-2. And the second recommendation is to remove from the agenda L-2 and M-1, as those are companion items.
Thank you very much. Are there any other requested changes to the agenda? Hearing none, could we have a motion that summarizes the request made by the city manager? Motion made by Mr. Hales, seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor of the amendment, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. So we now have an amended agenda as we move forward. Ms. Reese, if you'll please make sure that I follow it appropriately, I would appreciate it. We have no proclamations this evening. You have before you the September 14th, 2020 study session of the space needs analysis. Is there a motion for those minutes to be approved? Motion by Mr. Smotherson. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Cusick. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Hales.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. I would like to nominate Charles Gaskin to the Plan Commission.
Thank you very much. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. I would like to reappoint to the Land Clearance Redevelopment Authority, Lisa Greening. Is there a second?
Sorry.
Seconded by Mr. Cusick. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before you a number of individuals that have been sworn in to a variety of boards and commissions. I will not read through those, but you have all those folks who have been sworn in. We thank them again for their service. We also want to thank all of our citizens who have provided comments to us during the citizen participation part of both the meeting and, of course, the public hearing, which I will open in just a second. For those of you who may be joining us for the first time as viewers, I always would suggest that you look through the protocol that is followed for citizen comments in order for them to be received by council, at least by noon of the day of the council meeting, so that then council members have access for then the information when the matters come before us. Always include your name and address. And it is helpful if there is a subject matter, so whether it is an agenda item or a non-agenda item. And again, thank you for bearing with us as we continue to work through our, what we'll call, for lack of a better phrase, our Zoom protocol. We now have a public hearing that needs to be opened. So I will say that the public hearing for Avener Project, I hope I'm pronouncing that correct, is open at 6:36. I also would like to thank and appreciate the number of citizens who have provided us with a great deal of public comments regarding this hearing. We, again, are sorry that you cannot be with us live, but we appreciate all of the comments that have been received by the city clerk and by some of our, I think probably all of our council members by now, but many people got individual emails as well. With public comments regarding this project. I do want to say just a couple of things to everybody before we move. I know we've got two hearings to go through. You know, the vast majority of the comments that we received, I found to be extremely helpful and enlightening, and probably made us all think a little bit one way or the other as we move through this process. Also, I think I would have to say that since I've probably got a little bit of, for lack of a better phrase, elder statesman status here, since this is, I think, my 13th year on council, I will say that for those few people who made some assertions about that were actually, I think, quite groundless about whether or not there was a lack of transparency or something nefarious that is going on, I would like to clear that up. The process that was followed by the developer, the process that was followed by the staff, and the process that is being followed by the council is the same process we have had for the past 12 years. There's nothing nefarious. There's nothing secret. If the ordinances that we operate under need to be changed, then they will be changed. But there was nothing secretive here. The developer does not have something up his sleeve. He was simply following our ordinances. When the staff made their notices, they were following our ordinances. And the council is following the ordinances as we have them today. Because of some of the comments that were received, and frankly, because of the concerns that some of the council members have had before, many of us have asked the city manager if he and his staff will expand the circle of people that receive communications for not only these public hearings, but also for those that come before the Planning Commission itself and the Traffic Commission, et cetera. So just so you know, we are working on this. We are always trying to improve, but please bear in mind, the seven people you have sitting here do not have anything but the city's best interests at heart, and there never has been a hidden agenda. And it does get frustrating when a few people just continually bring that up, when in fact we're simply following the ordinances as they've been written. And now we are asking that the city manager work through and improve those so that we don't have this type of situation again. So having said that, I would welcome a motion by a member of council to hold the public hearing for this item open and allow additional comments to be made to the council prior to our October 26th council meeting. Is there such a motion? Motion made by Mr. Hales and seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion on this motion? If there is not discussion on this motion, those in favor of keeping the public hearing open on the Evanor project, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Smosno, is that an aye or a nay?
That was an aye.
Thank you. I apologize. There was just a delay on the video. So this matter, this public hearing remains open. I will now move forward with the public hearing for Evanor Zoning Project, and it will be opened at 6:40. And again, I would like to thank the citizens for their comments, and I would ask that I not necessarily repeat everything that I just said for the last hearing, but I believe that all of my comments hold true, mostly the appreciation to all the citizens for sharing their thoughts and concerns with us. Once again, I would welcome a motion from a member of council that the public hearing on this matter be open and allowed to stay open for additional comments to be made to council prior to the next meeting, which is October the 26th. Is there such a motion? Motion made by Mr. McMahon. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. Mr. Hales?
I just wanted to thank the city manager and Councilmember McMahon. We talked a great deal, and especially all the citizens who emailed, and I made every effort to respond to every email I received, but I do appreciate when citizens get involved, and especially when they mobilize and go door to door, and it shows a tremendous amount of concern. And so, thank you.
Thank you very much. I believe we have a motion before the body to keep the public hearing open. Any further discussion or comments made by members of council or Mr. Rose? Mr. Clay.
I did have a question about
If we have any insight into how we're thinking about expanding the circle of those that we inform about these things. I know that was, the mayor kind of touched on it, but I'd like to hear more because that's been an issue in other places. And I know there were a number of citizens who commented on that in this current circumstance.
Rose?
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Clay, we're looking at two things. One is the expansion of the radius for notification to extend out to at least a minimum of 300 feet. I think that what we will do is look on a case-by-case basis to identify whether it's reasonable to expand that notification radius even greater than 300 feet in certain instances. So that's one part of what we'll be evaluating. The second issue has to do with whether there's a need to have an additional public hearing for rezoning matters at the Planning Commission level, or whether the public hearing should simply occur at the Planning Commission level. But we'll be evaluating those two items and then bringing a recommendation back to the Mayor and Council for consideration.
Thank you.
Any other questions on the motion before the body? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. So both public hearings will remain open. I'll now move forward at 6:43 and open the public hearing for the liquor license for Diego's Cantina at 620 North and South. Again, I would like the record to reflect that we have received public comments and they have all been made a part of the record. So now I would close this public hearing at 6:44 p.m. Thank you very much. We'll now move forward, Mr. Rose, to the consent agenda. We have four items on the consent agenda. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented? Motion made by Mr. Smotherson, seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there discussion? Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. First of all, I want to say thank you to City Manager Rose for providing me and the council with the addresses for the demolition funding that we have on this agenda. But I also wanted to ask the City Manager Rose, if you would, which would help me, is to have some kind of criteria as to how we got to this point, how those houses were identified. If you can make that available, not only to me, but to the public, because I know that once this process starts, we're gonna have questions asking how we got here and why, if you understand what I'm saying. And so it's just to better prepare me. I'm taking this personally. And again, I just wanted to thank you for providing the addresses and also hopefully making those addresses public to the, you know, so that the public can actually have access to that. Because I really do want to see in each case the impact this is going to have in those neighborhoods. So again, thank you, sir. And look forward to that information. Thank you.
Any other questions regarding the consent agenda? Hearing none, those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The consent agenda passes. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and council members, the first item on the city manager's report is an update on the University Place development, better known as the Olive and I-170 development or Novus development. Novus is still in the acquisition phase of acquiring property. They certainly have indicated the desire to phase the project versus doing it all at one time. Their focus today is on the northern parcel. And so we anticipate that all of the parcels will be acquired by the end of the first quarter in 2021 for the first phase of the project. And the first phase is the one that Costco has expressed the most interest in and would be As a part of the redevelopment agreement, there would be a pad made ready for the Costco development. We are still working very closely with Costco to review their plans at this point, and they are still interested in being a part of University City community. So I would anticipate that, again, that the first phase of the acquisition will conclude around the end of the first quarter of 2021. And I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Questions from members of council regarding the Olive and 170 project update. Mr. Clay.
Yes, thank you, Mayor Crow. Appreciate the update, City Manager Rose. Clearly, you're not the developer. We are not the developer. But based on the acquisition timeline, you articulated the end of, I think, the first quarter of 2021. When do you see other pieces unfolding, assuming there's no, oh, I don't know, pandemic or other worldwide calamity?
I believe that the focus will initially be on the construction phase of the first parcel. So Novus is committed to developing or making a pad ready for Costco. That's a part of the redevelopment agreement, as you all know. So I think that you'll see an accelerated pace for construction. With regards to all of the development being concluded, both the north and south parcels, a part of that is contingent upon the market, and it's difficult to gauge based upon, you know, COVID at this point. But I think that if we continue to have a very robust commercial market, then the developer is incentivized to move that process along. I would be hesitant to throw out any dates at this point until we have a better sense of the time period for the conclusion of the construction for phase one. But after they get into it, I think that we'll have a calendar that we'll be able to develop for phase two.
Okay.
Robinson, I believe you had a question as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mayor Crow. City Manager Rose, just a quick question, and that is, how is our staffing going to look like in between now and that time frame? Are we going to be ready to handle that start in that process?
Honorable Mayor, Mayor Pro Tem, the staffing that will be most impacted by the construction end of the Novus project is in our planning, actually in our building inspections area. And I think we'll look at it from two ways. One is whether there's a desire to or a need to have additional inspectors brought on board that will be assigned to that development, or whether there is a desire or a need to have that contracted. Because once the construction phase ends, what will we do with those inspectors? That's simply going to be the largest project, I think, that University City will experience, at least in my time here today and even before. So we'll be geared up for it. We'll be prepared for going through the various zoning processes that are needed, but the real impact is going to be on the building inspection area. We're hopeful that Novus will work with us. Some of those things we think we can do early on. A good example is that we're working with Costco, as you know, today to review their plans so that as soon as the parcel is ready, they can start the construction phase right away. So we'll continue to do some of that prep work to make this process go smoother.
Sure, and just to add on to that, just to be clear, so what you're asking is that you're stating that you may need more inspectors, and you may come to the council to either ask for more inspectors or contract that out. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, that's what I just wanted to be clear. Thank you.
Mr. Kusick.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. Mr. Rose, anticipating that the developer will be able to hand the parcel over to Costco at the end of the next quarter, or the end of the first quarter of 2021, when do you think that Costco will begin construction, and eventually when will they be opening for business?
Well, I want to make sure that I'm communicating this right. I think that I don't know that it will be pad ready at the end of the first quarter of 2021. I believe that the acquisition of the property will happen by the end of first quarter of 2021. I would hope that if things go perfect, that Costco would be looking to conclude their construction and perhaps even start business by the end of the calendar year of 2021. But that would be a scenario where everything goes perfect.
Understood. Thank you.
Any other questions? And Mr. Rose, as I recall, this is just for informational purposes. There's no vote that needs to be taken. So if there are no other questions, we will move forward to the special events policy.
Mayor, that is accurate. The second item up under the city manager's report is a proposal for a update of our special events policy. We have Director Dunkel that will provide you with an overview of what's being proposed. Mr. Dunkel?
Yes, Mr. Rose, Honorable Mayor, members of council. Basically, our special event policy for the use of parks was last updated in 2009. What we are looking to do is just clean it up a little bit and follow some of the same policies and procedures as Public Works uses with the right-of-way permits for special use permits. Basically, these are internal procedures on approval. Right now, our current special process, it goes through Parks and Rec staff, only approved by the director. We are looking to change that it goes through staff, go to other department heads for review, and then it would go to Mr. Rose for his approval before any special event permit was granted. Other than that, just a few housekeeping items in there, but pretty much the rest of the policy remains the same.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dunkel. Before we move for council questions and comments, is there a motion to approve the special events policy as presented through the Parks Commission and the city manager? A motion? Motion by Ms. Klein, seconded by Mr. Clay. Do members of council have either questions of Mr. Dunkel or the city manager? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We'll now move forward to unfinished business, bill number 9411. Ms. Reese, may we have the second reading of Bill 9411?
An ordinance fixing the compensation to be paid to city officials and employees as enumerated herein from and after its passage, and repealing ordinance number 7129.
Thank you very much. May we have the third reading?
An ordinance fixing the compensation to be paid to city officials and employees as enumerated herein from and after its passage, and repealing ordinance number 7129.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Cusick, seconded by Mr. Smotherson. Is there discussion? Hearing none. All, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Hales?
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson? Councilmember Clay?
Aye.
Mayor Crow?
Aye. Thank you very much. We have no further unfinished business as Bill 9412 was pulled. We'll now move to new business. Resolution 2020-15 was pulled. We'll now move to Bill number 9413. Who would like to introduce? It's just, we just need one member to introduce Bill number 9413. Thank you, Mr. Kusick. Okay, guys, do not leave me hanging like that, okay? Sorry about that. Ms. Reese, can we please have the first reading?
An ordinance amending section 400.070 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, relating to the official zoning map, by amending said map so as to change the classification of 7800 and 7812 Groby Road from single family residential district to limited commercial district, containing a savings clause and providing a penalty.
Thank you very much. We'll now move to bill number 9414. Who would like to introduce? Mr. McMahon, may you have the first reading?
An ordinance amending Chapter 120, Article 1 of the University City Municipal Code relating to commissions, authorities, boards, and committees by enacting therein a new section to be known as Section 120.160, certain persons related to city employees ineligible to serve.
Thank you very much. Now move forward to council reports and business. Do any members of council have reports or questions that they would like to bring up during this time regarding the commissions that they liaise with? Hearing none, we will now move into council comments. Do members of council have comments they would like to make at this time? Mr. Clay.
Yes, thank you, Mayor Crow. Making some brief comments acknowledging the passing and the funeral service of Miss Anna Rose Mims Bartley. I use the time of her passing to speak to a time in University City's history and reflect on her legacy. Mrs. Bartley and Mr. Bartley, Charles Bartley, came to University City in 1965. And while it's hard to imagine University City not being the place of 2020, this place of diversity, it was not that then. They came here as one of the first African-American families in University City, particularly in the music neighborhood. And both Mr. and Mrs. Bartley became pillars both of the music neighborhood and of University City. They had four children, all of whom graduated from University City High School. And in addition to their work within University City, specifically, Mrs. Bartley did tremendous work outside of the community. She was an entrepreneur. She was a woman of faith. She mentored young people throughout St. Louis City and served as a special educator in St. Louis Public Schools. I think her legacy is important because University City as a place of diversity, we don't always get things right, but I think we do sincerely try to do things that other communities and other regions have not been successful in even attempting. But that began with the legacy of these pioneers, and these African-American pioneers, Richard Dockett is among others who came in this community and really made it the vibrant place that it is today. I also want to lift up, in the case of the Bartleys, the family that sold them the house. It was a widower, a white widower, who believed that this was the family for this house. And despite pressure from her neighbors, sold to an African-American family. And so there was pioneering really on both sides of the ledger here. And I think it's important to lift that up. So I wanted to make these comments to honor the life of Miss Anna Rose Mims Bartley, but also honor the legacy of University City and its diverse history. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Clay. Eloquently put. Any other members of council who would have comments to make at this time? Hearing none, I would request a motion that we go into closed session according to Missouri Revised Statute 610.021, legal actions, causes of actions, or litigation involving a public governmental body and any confidential or privileged communication between that governmental body or its representatives or attorneys. Is there such a motion? Motion made by Mr. Hale, seconded by Mr. Kusick. Any discussion? Hearing none, would you please call the roll, Ms. Reese?
Councilmember Klein.
That was a yes.
Councilmember McMahon.
Yes. Aye.
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Aye.
Councilmember Clay.
Aye.
Mayor Crow.
Thank you very much to the members of the public. We appreciate you taking the time to join us this evening. And please know if you have additional comments regarding the two public hearings that are open, that you need to get those comments to Ms. Reese prior to our next council meeting, which is October the 26th. To our members of council, we'll take a short 5-7 minute break, and then we will pick up with the closed session. Thank you very much.